I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
I think those guys every week get better. Every week. I thought they both really last week had pretty solid games. I would say maybe the Houston game wasn't one of their best games. But other than that, I really don't have a lot of negative to say about those two guys. I mean, every week, if you watch them play, they get better, right? And there's been some challenging fronts we've had to deal with. I think Houston is really good. I think Cleveland's really good. Overall, those are our average games as a unit, dealing with those two fronts.
So that was the George Warhop Alternative Universe press conference during the bye week, where he told us that the guards, Andrew Voorhees and Daniel Falele, were getting better every week. Alas, we expected changes on the O-line. There has not been changes on the O-line. They played a decent game against the Bears. So do we think this line can hold up two games in 5 days? They take on the Dolphins tomorrow night.
You know, I think we do need to be cognizant of the fact that there's a reason that people study home road splits in the NFL, and there's a reason that home field is worth a significant amount in the gambling markets. And this team has really like barely had to travel all year. We're coming up on the midpoint of the year. It's been a minute since they played a road game of any sort. Now, yes, when they've been on the road, Buffalo and KC are tough, but I mean, you started at Buffalo and then you got 9 days off, and then Kansas City, and you had to play without your quarterback for a while, and then you had a bye, and now you're going on the road after just coming back from a bye, and you've got another period of time off. So I guess what I'm saying is there's a lot we don't know about how this team travels. Mm-hmm. And the two road experiences to this point have been debacles in two different ways, but debacles. And this could be a trickier wicket than we thought, with the Dolphins perhaps alive. I mean, like, they showed a pulse against Atlanta. They've got a couple pass rushers who are available for trade and are trying to show their wares to get the hell out of there. And this is an offensive line that hasn't put two decent games together in a long time. It's a five-man unit that we thought should have been swapped out long ago. They're still managing another situation with Ronnie Stanley. And this group, even at their best last year, when you plug the same five guys in pretty much every week, and Lamar's having his best season ever, even though they didn't give him the MVP, and you've got one of the more transformational regular season NFL offenses, run and pass combined, in the history of the league, even then, when those guys had to go on the road and face some real pass rushers, it got hairy at times.
I do want to point out Ronnie Stanley did leave the game Sunday against the Bears, but my understanding is it was completely unrelated to the ankle. But he did still come out of the game.
And he showed up on the injury report again this week.
Yeah.
And I think that's because they're managing him. But the fact that you always have to manage him.
Yeah, and we've had the conversation before and this week that the amount of practice activity is significantly less compared to a normal Sunday game, but he's been limited back-to-back days, and we know that Ronnie can tend to struggle when he's not practicing in full. I'm with you on all of that, Jason. I'm not as certain that they're going to get that extreme road test tomorrow. It's not like Miami's a raucous environment by any stretch, and we know that Ravens
travel well down
travel
there.
Florida, but Minnesota, I know they've been reeling, but that's a tough place to play, and crowd noise is a significant factor there. Then you head to Cleveland after that, and you know what division games mean, especially in the AFC North. I think we'll find out more about that aspect of it in the following
but it's coming
two
up.
Road games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, we talked
about
how hard the schedule is, and there was a lot of things, and try to go 3-3 the first six.
Yeah.
But the one part that really was in their favor was
a ton of home games.
You're making one trip out to Kansas City and back, and that's really it.
But you bring up the point, and we really haven't talked about it at all this week because it really wasn't that big of a factor. I was a little surprised that it was the same starting five offensive line against the Bears. And they performed well, to their credit. It's not like Snoop was under a ton of duress and the ground game did enough. But John Harbaugh more than opened the door for changes following that Rams game. Same starting five. Now can they have back-to-back solid performances?
I am still, color me shocked that they went with the same five. They've got a guy who, frankly, he's been a disappointment, but Kenyon Green has been a starter in this league. He's a guard on their practice squad. They've got a couple other guys that they seem to like, and these two guys aren't playing good football. And the fact that they kept the same guys, I am surprised.
Well, I think they're telling you, not only do we not have quality up top, we've got zero depth.
Yeah.
We've got zero depth.
Most
teams would have a bona fide former starter, a Morgan Moses type at this stage of his career, on the bench who could play guard or tackle who would already have been inserted.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any. They got one of those kind of guys. No, boom. They're asking him to play out on the edge when he should be a guard.
Jason, Kenyon Green's former starter.
Yeah.
he's a former starter.
Yeah.
So was No Boom.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, I'm talking like...
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
You'd have someone in the McCary mold on your bench.
Yeah.
Who you would not hesitate to put in for somebody else, not just injury related, but performance related. They don't have a guy they trust in that role. It's period. They go to No Boom when they have to because the left tackle's in and out of every game. And then that's it.
Yeah.
The same team that, remember, used to think they had so much offensive line depth that we're going to rotate right tackles or we're going to rotate guards.
Well, they got Emory Jones on the come.
He just started pass pro.
He's had a week of pass pro. Bone, he's had a week of pass pro. Don't sell him short. No, but yeah, I'm completely with you. I do wonder though, Jason, the whole, you're referring to Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips. Do they come out motivated because they want to be traded, or do they come out like dogs because they hate being there?
No, I think, look, they're playing in a one game window right before the trade deadline. You showed up as a team against the Falcons. I mean, your GM's asking a whole lot for you, but they're listening. Trust me, they're listening. I don't know why. Their agents know they're listening. Like, I mean, they're looking at the film of Ronnie Stanley in and out of games, and they're looking at the right tackle. And these are guys who, Anthony Weaver knows the personnel over here pretty well. He will give these guys some matchups. They can rush from the inside a little bit too. And this is an O-line that, again, hasn't had to go. I mean, the last time they went on the road, it was Kansas City. It was a complete debacle, and the quarterback got hurt.
Ravens and Dolphins, that's tomorrow night. Remember, we'll be live at the Green Turtle in Gambrel starting at 2 o'clock with Inside Access, and then Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show starts at 5 live from the Green Turtle in Gambrel. So we are... Game day eve, big show as always, guest-wise, Tim Murray, college football best bets at 3:30. We'll get Jim Duquette's thoughts on Craig Albernaz and the World Series. I think he's covering the World Series for MLB Network Radio, but also he has some thoughts on the new Orioles skipper. He joins us at 4:30. And what's Ryan Ripken think of the Orioles manager? He joins us at 5.
Yeah, a lot to get to. This World Series is definitely going back to Toronto. We know that much for sure. Orioles slowly kind of letting go of some of their coaches. That's a process that obviously will be ongoing. And, yeah, we just talked about the Dolphins and the trade deadline a little bit there. How will this game potentially impact the Ravens.
Hey, by the way, Jason, since you mentioned the trade deadline, happy Diontae Johnson trade anniversary for those who celebrate. It was a year ago today
that the
Ravens acquired Diontae Johnson, and we all remember how spectacularly that went.
What a tremendous trail he was about to embark
yes.
on.
Yes.
He was on the move.
Oh, that was some.
Don't even unpack your suitcase.
Yeah, that was some time here in our lives. Coming up next, though, we take a look at those Miami Dolphins, and they just had a nice game, as Jason said, against the Falcons. What do we think of Tua and that offense? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.